You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and it sounds like our technical problems have been placed behind us, and we are cooking like hot grease. Thanks, Dee. Live from the 2015 Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Trends and Strategies Conference, we're live in Orlando from the Hyatt Regency Orlando, and now we've got a terrific guest, Kendall Almirico. I know I got that wrong.
You nailed it.
I did? Oh, I nailed it. Oh, my God, I got a 10-0. All right, he is the preeminent guy on crowdfunding. I'm going to let him tell his credentials and how he kind of meandered into it, but today he is at the epicenter of crowdfunding. We're going to talk all about crowdfunding, and I got to tell you, my wake-up moment on crowdfunding was when I was in my office. We had met some group. They wanted us to equity invest with them. We said we're going to think about it. They said, well, we're going to go to Brickell Avenue, and then we're going to come. And then 2 days later, I got an offering from one of these crowdfunding sources. It's the real deal. The banks accepted as equity. There's all kinds of things happening. If you thought crowdfunding was just some crackpot idea that they did on the Internet, well, think again. Am I right, Kendall?
It's Jim, it's a $7 billion worldwide business already. $7 billion going through the crowdfunding world. It's not crackpot anymore. 5 years ago, total crackpot. I mean, it was, you know, anybody could go online and get their breast enhancement done or find some way to get their new grill for their teeth on Kickstarter or what have you. Now we see people actually funding businesses, funding real estate deals, doing real business, and it's just going to keep growing.
You know, the first guy that I ever heard at a conference, I was moderating a conference, a talk, and the guy who was doing the crowdfunding thing trundled up with his Bermuda shorts, his straw hat, his bad shaved beard, and his stuff behind him, not even a PDF the guy didn't even have. And he said, oh, yeah, and if you want to talk more, we can meet out at my apartment, and I'll put you, we can go through the whole thing. And this guy was talking about doing big real estate deals, but today it's much different. It's much, much different.
Right, and those guys were around. There's still some of them around. I write for entrepreneur.com. I just did a column last week that was all...
All right, we're back. It's unfortunate that the Hyatt is having a problem with its gerbil in the, So, Kendall, you were telling us something very, very important, and then the gerbil stopped rolling.
You know, that's what happens when this place used to be wonderful and was the Peabody. Now the wonderful people at Hyatt have taken over, and, well, you know, electricity is one of those things that's at a premium here, apparently, in Orlando. It's like a third world country.
No. So let's go back. You write a column for entrepreneur.com, and you've been observing what's been going on in the crowdfunding market, and it's exploding, and the main thing is to get aligned with quality consultants when you're doing it. How do you find those people?
Right. Well, you just look at their track record. It's like anything else. Find out what they've done in the past. Find out what they can do for you, but ask them, you know, hey, what do you charge? Show me. Let me talk to your last five people you did campaigns for. Let me see, and I want to know the people that you didn't do well with. Let's see the last 10 people that hired you. Give me their names or I'm not going to hire you. Bottom line is, there's really only about two or three people out there that are, and I'm not a crowdfunding consultant. I'm an attorney who does the legal stuff behind things, but the guys that actually help run campaigns to raise money, there's only two or three people in this entire country that actually know what they're doing.
Well, that's really interesting. Can you give that opinion on the show?
Absolutely. I am never shy about giving any opinions about anything.
I love this guy.
Oh, no. I will tell you flat out. I speak all over the country talking about crowdfunding. I'm usually sitting next to one of these idiots who says, oh, I can help you raise $100,000 on Kickstarter. And it turns out that they're going to send out a press release on PR Web, and they're going to charge you $1,500 to sit there and say, well, you know what? Here, I sent out a press release. Look, it's on the Internet. That has nothing to do with crowdfunding. You know, crowdfunding is getting the crowd to your site to give you money. And that's an art and a science to that. It's not sending out a press release.
Well, I've met the folks on Brickell Avenue Early Shares. They seem to be well capitalized and have somewhat of a very high level of intellectual capital.
Yeah, well, I will tell you this. I think there are plenty of platforms out there that do a very, very good job of it. And there's a difference between the platform, like an Early Shares or Circle Up or Seed Invest, that are out there giving you an opportunity to raise money, and then private people you hire who then come in and say, I'm going to help you raise your money on Seed Invest or on Circle Up. Those are the people that are scary, and they take money from people all the time. If, you know, look at the track record of all these places. See who's behind what's going on. That's the key.
You know, I've seen the change in due diligence material that's available has also increased incredibly, from something that's like a page of PDF to reams and reams in a Dropbox. When is the government going to start looking at this?
Well, that's the thing. Under the Jobs Act, the law that regulates all of this equity crowdfunding, I mean, the Kickstarters of the world, the Indiegogos of the world, that's not regulated by anything. It's the wild, wild west. I mean, literally anyone who wants to raise money for something, they're not selling securities. So the government really doesn't care. It's a private transaction between two people. I'm going to give you some money. You give me something. Now, with the equity crowdfunding that's coming, it's regulated by the government. You've got to do things the right way. There's going to be reams of paperwork, and if you do it wrong, you can go to jail.
Now, if people want you to help them do some due diligence on who they should use, how do they find you?
Well, if you Google the name Kendall Almirico, I'm the only one in the entire world, but my email...
Like, spell that?
Yeah, Kendall, K-E-N-D-A-L-L, it's Almirico, A-L-M-E-R-I-C-O, but it's basically, if you go to fundhub.biz, fundhub.biz is my compliance business, and you email me at kendall@fundhub.biz, I'm very easy to get to.
All right, Kendall, maybe you can stick around since the gerbil ate up some of your time. We'll see if we can give you some more later on.